Next up is to familiarize yourself with the antecedent soil conditions and topography of your area. The easiest way to do this is using your flash flood guidance products. For flash flooding, your 1, 3, and 6-hour FFG values will give you an idea of where recent rainfall may have already saturated soils. Remember, low values denote that less rainfall is needed for streams to overflow their banks. Keep in mind that these products are usually only updated up to 4 times a day, so if rainfall has occurred after the latest update, then it will not be reflected in FFG products. Topography also plays a role in where water is routed during flash flooding and how quickly it is routed. Also consider where your urban areas exist, since they usually require even less rainfall to produce flash flooding. Finally, if you use flash, consider each model's soil moisture product. This will help you see areas where flash has recently saturated soils and how that may affect model output.